Project 101.5. It's Tuesday. Wild Earth Guardians. Carol Norton is in. Hi, how you doing?
Great. How about you, Chris?
I'm good.
Good.
Welcome. Welcome to Radioland.
Thank you. I'm here.
When you say words like Radioland, you have to say them like that.
You do.
Like the guy from, I don't know, the 50s? Is that
smooth
news
radio
on the march? You have to, you know, really ham it up.
There are so many famous voices in radio. You'll be one yet.
Well, we'll see. So, what's happening?
Lots of things are happening.
Like what?
Well, two things I want to talk about today. One is our naming contest for the Middle Fork Pack.
Oh, yes, yes. I believe John mentioned that last time he was here.
Excellent. So the Middle Fork Pack are a pack of wolves. There's two of them, an alpha male and an alpha female, who each have only three legs. One was shot and one was caught in a trap. And these two wolves are working so hard to survive. It is, I mean, day in, day out, and they're having pups, they're feeding their pups, and they're really a remarkable pair. And we wanted to honor them by giving them names. So currently they're called...
Can we name them Tripod?
We could call them Tripod, and that is a name that has been suggested.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So currently they go by their wolf number, AM, Alpha Male 871, and AF 861, I believe, are their names. And we just thought that something...
Well, that's no fun.
Exactly.
It's like when they name, you know, celestial bodies, stars, planets. It's M42. That doesn't give your imagination anything to latch onto.
There's no connection with AM 871.
Exactly.
But if we call them Fred and Ginger... or...
Now, are people suggesting pair names? Because that's a good pair name.
That is a good pair name, and people are suggesting good pair names. They're also suggesting great names like Geronimo.
Ooh.
Or which references the Gila and the history of the Gila. Or...
And is just cool.
Is also lovely. And Luna. For the female, which is beautiful and evokes that sense of beauty that you want to, you know, is there for wolves.
It seems quite possible that you may get more awesome suggestions than you can really use.
It's going to be difficult. There's a judging panel that meets this Thursday. So today is the very last day to suggest names.
And they do that on the website, on the Twitter?
Website, www.wildearthguardians.org.
Okay.
And then we'll take it down to this evening. We will give the names to the judges. The judges meet on Tuesday, and the top three for each will be posted on Friday, and people will vote.
Wow.
So it's going to be really, really fun.
Cool. And can anybody vote?
Anyone can vote.
Yeah.
And the person who has the winning name will receive a year of membership to Wild Earth Guardians, a mug, a hat.
Their own free wolf pup.
Okay, enough.
To raise as their own.
With the voices, not so much.
No, okay.
No, but we will go see wolves. We're going to invite them to
Johnny, tell them what they've won.
Next year we will go. We'll go see the pups and the Gila.
So, nice.
It's exciting.
Okay, cool.
And we hope that we want a million people to connect with wolves, because we believe that if a million people connect with wolves, a third of those will give us their name, and so that we can then ask them to write letters. A third of those, 66,000, will actually write letters to Congress. We
can hope that many.
Yes.
And will write. Maybe more.
Data shows that that's about what it is.
It's about
so
a third.
You connect to a million.
You lose about two-thirds every step down the ladder.
That's right.
Wow.
And, but if 66,000 people wrote a letter about reintroducing more wolves into the Gila, more wolves would be introduced into the Gila. And
that's almost the entire population of Santa Fe.
And then this is... Exactly. Can you imagine? So then if you follow it down the line, we believe... around 3,000, maybe 5,000 people would also show up to a rally, which in New Mexico would be
huge.
That would make a difference.
That would be almost Zozobra worthy.
Right. So we want people to connect to wolves.
Put up a sign at Zozobra saying, Zozobra, this way, and just send them over to your rally.
There you go.
And give them a sign and, hey, look.
Look.
Thousands.
The burning's going to happen soon.
All right, so if you want to get in on the wolf naming contest, today's your last chance.
That's right. And then
WildEarthGuardians.org.
To enter a name. And then starting next week, you can vote on names.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to mention the Guardians Gala is September 21st. We'll be honoring.
Is it gala time already?
It is gala time. And we love our very gala. And I was going to go with a different adjective, but I decided gala is good enough. So it's a gala. It's September 21st. It's a blast. We're hoping to have a live wolf there because we'll be celebrating our work in the Gila, and it should be a really good time.
Cool.
Yeah. You coming?
Friend of mine's got a half wolf.
Half wolf.
Not going to work.
Well, you know.
Not wolfy enough.
There's just a whole, there's a whole thing about owning wolves. So.
Okay. We
don't have to go there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what, are you going to come?
What's the whole thing?
Well,
you can't own a wolf.
You can't own a wolf.
No.
Not really.
Not a full-blood wolf.
Well, you can, but you can't really. I mean, how do you own a wild thing?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think you can.
Do you mean you can't morally, or do you mean it's illegal?
It's not illegal.
Oh. Okay. I was just wondering what you meant by that.
I mean, just in the big picture of things, I'm not sure you can. I mean, a wolf can't be owned. How can a wolf be owned? A wolf is a wild animal.
Well, some people think you can't own land.
Some people do think that. They do. That is correct.
All right. So the gala's coming up in September. Yes. Where's it going to be this year?
It's going to be the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion.
Oh, cool.
Which will be really fun.
Are we going to have a band?
We're going to have no band.
No band.
No band.
What?
No. But
gasp.
We're going to have a lot of
dinner,
fun.
Dancing, auction.
All of that. And it's going to, and more fun to be had, which we'll announce soon.
Okay, cool. Well, yes. Keep me posted. And okay. I'll be sure and, you know, mention it during the week when you're not here.
And you'll attend, right?
Well, of course. Don't I always?
Yes. Yes, you're there.
All right. Check it out online, wildearthguardians.org. And Carol Norton has a special request for us to go out on. Who is it?
That would be the infamous String Dusters.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
They're playing on Thursday. Don't miss them.